they had said this, he goes, "Brother, what he said did not please them, and what you have to say will not please the lost world, but you still must say the truth." Amen. Telling lies will not save anybody, will not help anybody. The truth will save a man. The truth will deliver a man. The truth will set the captive free. The truth will set that drug addict free. The truth will set that alcoholic free. That truth will set that one that's depressed and taken
Lord Jesus.
I ask you into my heart.
I ask you into my heart.
To be my Lord.
To be my Lord.
And to be my Savior.
And to be my Savior.
I confess my sin.
I confess my sins.
I confess my wrongdoing.
I confess my wrongdoing.
I ask you into my heart.
I ask you into my heart.
To forgive me of my sins.
To forgive me of my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
And to write my name.
And to write my name.
In your Lamb's book of life.
In your Lamb's book of life.
That I might have eternal life.
That I might have eternal life.
With you.
With you.
Now, I believe in my heart.
Now I believe in my heart.
And I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is Lord.
And Savior.
And Savior.
Messiah.
Messiah.
And my God.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Now we get back. Let me say this to you. I feel in my spirit there's many of you that need a touch of God today. And we're going to let everybody else leave if you want to, or you can stay. But I'm going to ask those who honestly say, Brother Mitchell, I want to move with God. I want God to use me. I want God to touch me. I want a fire in my bosom. I want a burn within me for Jesus. I want you to just come and spend some time at this altar this morning and talk to me. Ask him to touch you, bless you, minister. And I'm going to walk around praying.